Yesterday, the Hawks in Mpumalanga arrested three former executives of Msukaligwa local municipality on contravention of the Public Finance Management Act. Among the accused is two former municipal managers and former CFO of the municipality. The trio is alleged to have exchanged the property belonging to the municipality, which included the reservoir and the water pump, which were meant to serve the basic needs of the community. They also exchanged the municipal properties with higher value to the property of lower value to benefit the private person without considering the essential benefits towards the community. The trio was granted 5,000 rand bail each, and the case was postponed to the 6th of October 2022 for further investigation. The Hawks said that more arrests are imminent, and I'm now joined on the line by the spokesperson of the regional area there in Kharsibande of the African National Congress, Thulasizwe Tomo. He's on the line. Thulasizwe, good evening, my brother. Thank you so much for taking, you know, time apart to speak to us. You know, looking at the arrest that was made by the Hawks yesterday, and we since learned of it today, I mean, you know, what the, you know, becomes the party's reaction mainly on what has happened? Thulasizwe?
No, thanks, Musa. Evening to you and your listeners. Well, as the African National Congress in Kharsibande, I think our stance on malfeasance, maladministration and corruption is known. We are vehemently opposed to such conduct and acts. But we will, for now, don't want to venture into the demerits and merits of the case, but rather allow the law enforcement agencies, including the NPA, to probably take the matter forward and arrive to a logical conclusion as to prove the innocence of the alleged individuals. So I think as the African National Congress, we are so far saying the law must take its course, but the principle of innocence until proven otherwise should be applied. But our stance is that we are vehemently opposed to any form of malfeasance, maladministration and corruption.
Yeah, maybe before I let you go, Thulasizwe, what is then the overall you know, process of the African National Congress, especially those that they have deployed in local government in the Kharsibande? Is there a way that you somewhat capacitate those individuals to be able to spot out, you know, wrongdoing in the local municipalities?
Well, I think deployees of the ANC, they are quite aware of what the ANC wants and expect of them. So they know that the African National Congress is quite opposed to any wrongdoings, including issues of corruption, like I've just mentioned. So an individual who takes an oath on behalf of the African National Congress and who occupies office at the behest of the African National Congress is aware of what the ANC expects of him or her. So we do from time to time remind deployees of the ANC on how they should conduct themselves in ensuring that they keep their conduct in line with what the ANC wants and in line of what the legislations of government want. So the ANC will forever stand on the side of the poor and stand against any individual that is doing wrongdoings in the public space or in the public institution, especially those that are obsessed in squandering public resources.
Thulasizwe, my brother, really appreciate your insight and just the view of the African National Congress in Kharsibande.
Thank you very much, my brother.